Not everything's been reissued, but just about everything's been reissued.
A little carbon monoxide never hurt anybody.
What?
Continue to watch Yellowstone on the Paramount Network.
What?
Last time on Poochie.
16 pastrami's and half a dozen turkeys.
So good, yes.
That's what I was saying.
Anything that can produce a flame can also produce carbon monoxide. Produce carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is claiming my Instagram followers.
Warning.
Bill, what are carbon monoxide detected.
And right. I love the show.
Oh, well,
my wife's not so much, man, but I'm into it. Mom, I'm on the phone with Bucci. He's on the phone with Bucci. No, just be quiet. I'm on the phone.
Continue to watch Yellowstone on the Paramount Network.
What?
It's a Hyundai.
A Hyundai. Okay, what kind of Hyundai?
A Tucson.
I convinced the kid next door to take the garden hose inside the living room and wash all his furniture.
Bucci gets out of work at 9 p.m. Wednesday and Sunday if you ever want to hang out.
It's not important.
Rat,
it's
rat,
detecting
rat,
a rat, it
rat,
sounds
rat.
Like. It,
oh, yeah.
Is there a rat in your car?
Rat,
rat,
yeah.
Rat.
It's thought that maybe many people's experiences with the paranormal is little more than low-level carbon monoxide poisoning.
Wet earth, wet earth, wet
no
earth.
No carbon monoxide,
wet earth,
no.
Wet earth, wet earth.
Are you working in a science warehouse?
That's classified.
Continue to watch Yellowstone on the Paramount Network.
I don't care what kind of accent tells me to watch Yellowstone. I'm not doing that.
You're not going
to
do it?
Are you there?
Zachary detected. Zachary detected. Pine, pine.
Look at your belt. Is it made of pine?
No, I think it's nylon.
You took our carbon monoxide detector out of the house and brought it to WFMU. So what am I supposed to do at home?
But you have to admit this is working very well.
I don't, and I won't.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's enough. This carbon monoxide detector likes you, Micah.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Are you still there, Oscar? Sorry, folks. Just a few more slices. Still on this meat slicing job. I tell you, it never stops. I'm doing it on the train, I'm doing it here. I'm doing it in bed.
B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B Bucci.
Bucci. Mmm. Coconut water. What is it? I think it's coconut water. It's actually just no, it's water. But it tastes like coconut because of my coconut flavored Zin nicotine pouch. Everything's tastes like coconut when you're sucking on a coconut Zin. Cremo Coyle's a Zin head. He loves it. He was wearing this shirt today, which made me think about it. It said, "Forgive me, Father, for I have zinned." Zinned. And he said, "Oh, where'd you get that shirt?" He said, "On his honeymoon." "I didn't know you were married." He got mad.
Oh.
You don't need to hear the rest of that. You know what it is. What? A phone call already? What is this? Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, hi, Bucci. This is Amanda.
What? Amanda who? Wait, this isn't WFMU's own Amanda, is it?
It. You know what? I don't know if WFMU wants to claim me as its own, but I do a show on WFMU. That's how we know each other.
That's right. That's how we've met each other at least a handful of times.
Yeah, I'd say a number of times.
A number of times. I'll write that down. Amanda, why are you calling? I haven't even put a topic on the table yet. Do you have you just wanted
to... Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry that you haven't put a topic on. Yeah, I would like to suggest maybe the topic of adopting a cat.
You know what? That's an excellent topic. It's very universal. Everyone loves adopting a cat. Now, if I wanted to adopt a cat, I don't even know how to go about that. You know, you can't wander the streets asking people.
So, no, I guess you can't.
No.
You could try, but it wouldn't really be that successful.
No.
I feel like, you know, the probability would be low,
low.
That somebody would be able to help you with
high,
that.
High risk and low reward.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
But good news.
But?
WFMU is inviting you, Bucci,
yeah.
to co-host a cat adoption event, you know, that will be a high concentration of people who can help you adopt cats, as well as the cats themselves.
Wait. When is this? Did I sign on for this?
You did sign on.
Okay.
You may not remember, but I'm here to remind you.
I sign on to so
I
much,
called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, thank you for reminding
me. So, it is this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Noon to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And it is going to be in Monty Hall.
Now, let me get cleared up because I'm sure people, it's not just one big cat that is up for adoption. It's several cats, right?
I believe there will be at least one big cat, but then there's going to be plenty of smaller cats.
It'll be
as
augmented,
well.
Right, because it's not like, okay, good. Because the last one I went to, it was just one very large cat that we all had to fight over. And
No, I think there's going to be, you know, a array to choose from.
That's right, and so I'm going to be there doing whatever you need me to do. It's very unclear. I guess I'll try to just be talking to the cats, which is always one of my favorite things, or...
You can talk to the cats and also to the potential adopters.
Yeah, we should screen. Am I allowed to screen these adopters in any way, do you think?
No, I don't think that you should worry about that.
Okay.
I think you have other hosting duties
sure.
to do.
But maybe if I had a minute, I could maybe like give them some hard questions just to make sure that everyone's...
Sure.
Yeah,
you
okay.
could. You could absolutely do that. You could press the flesh. You could, you know, be your charming self
mm-hmm.
to get more people to meet the cats and meet WFMU at large, in general.
Yes.
And you could also introduce Abby from Mars, who's going to be our
right.
DJ.
A fantastic DJ. Cat lover Abby from Mars is going to be there. I can't...
Yeah, she's going to be there, and she's going to prepare a couple of really... cool sets of music designed for the cats to listen to.
Oh my God.
So,
Cat,
yeah,
I
if you
it.
Like music for cats, this is going to be your thing.
That sounds great. And is there any truth in the rumor that Curtis Sliwa was going to be there?
There's no truth to that rumor.
Okay.
I wouldn't, you know, turn him away.
He might be there when there's a bunch of cats around. He's, you know, he's there as well.
Yeah, he is. Often on the scene. He has a bit of a radar for it.
Yeah, he's got one under that beret. He keeps one little curled up, a little one curled up under his beret all the time, I read.
Yeah, that's true. That is actually a true fact.
Yes, it is a true fact. I can't wait this. So just one more time, it's this Saturday, right?
This Saturday, November 15th,
yep.
12 to 4.
At Monty Hall. And what's the name of this event again?
Bucci's
Cat Adoption Party?
The cat adoption party is called Careless Whisker.
You're right. Careless Whiskers. Cat adoption party. It's going to be great. You know, I love cats. You know, I had a loss of a cat. I don't want to get into it right now. But
I'm very sorry for your loss. I actually knew the cat.
You know my cat very well. And being around such, it's only going to do, it makes you feel great to be around cats. Or it could make you feel worse. But let's just say great.
I think the number of times you feel good outweighs the number of times you
feel bad,
usually.
Of course. And even if you're not really interested in adopting cats, maybe just come by and look at them and hang out.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You absolutely don't have to be desirous of a cat right in this moment
right.
in order to be welcome.
Right.
If you just like cats, please come.
Of
Do
course.
Not bring your dogs.
No dogs allowed. Or rabbits. Who brings a rabbit?
Yes.
Maybe Curtis Sliwa. He might come with a rabbit too.
You know, if there's somebody out there who has a rabbit who wants to bring it to the cat event, I say we can try it out.
Maybe we can do an exchange or some kind.
I don't know if we can go that far. I mean, I know you're supposed to do yes and in these things, but
in what things?
conversations
in life.
Conversations.
I think we're supposed to do it in just life, in generally. That's the philosophy, anyway. Which is incorrect.
That would have been
incorrect.
Doing wrong.
Incorrect philosophy. No, we should all be saying, "No, why?"
Well, how about yes, but?
Yes, but. There you go.
That's like a compromise.
Yes, but. All right, Amanda. Thanks, and I can't wait for it. And people out there, if you're looking for a cat. If you have a cat-shaped hole in your life, as so many of us do, come by Monty Hall, November 15th, 12 to 4 p.m.
I'll see you there. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. All right, Amanda. Have a great rest of your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Very unorthodox. So, yeah, this Saturday. Yeah, cats are... we're going to stop talking about cats because I'm going to start crying. But... let me put on my, show gloves, actually. I forgot to do that with Amanda calling. Okay. Yeah, I lost my cat recently, I believe. I might have mentioned that. And, so rest in peace. And the cat's name, this is not a coincidence and not a joke, the cat's name was Franco. So you can imagine how confusing that was for me. Anyway, not gonna start. Let's just come on, Bucci. Let's get together. Bring it back up. Bring it back up. Energy, energy. Yeah. So anyway, this week was the last weekend that it was the WFMU Record Fair, our yearly record fair where vendors come from all over the world and sell records. That's what they do, and people buy them. And it was a great time. Props to Daddy Garbage for making it go so smooth.
Oh!
I don't know about that smooth, but smooth. And it was good to see. Now I'm getting another call. I really don't want to answer it. All right, let's try. Caller Iguchi.
What time was the cat adoption event again on Saturday?
It's 12 to 4 p.m. at Monty Hall.
12 to 4, Monty Hall, this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday. Yeah, it's called...
This Saturday.
Yeah, it's called Careless Whiskers. And you can come or stand in the back in the shadows, or you can participate and adopt a cat.
And you're going to be there live doing your show?
No. I'm just going to be there facilitating if anyone needs the garbage taken out or... again, I might be screening some people who are trying to adopt cats as well because, I have high standards, which is a Bucci somewhere.
Well, that's good. I appreciate it, Bucci. We'll see you there.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Look, the cats are the thing. Let's just, for this one day, let's just put Bucci on the shelf. But then let's take him off the shelf next Tuesday. Anyway, I was at the WFMU Record Fair. I met some listeners to the show, which was very cool, very great. Everyone was very, very nice. And also, I was very pleased to see how short most of the listeners were to this show. I love that I was towering over them. It just kind of solidified the dynamic that I have on the radio, but now in face-to-face scenarios, too. So I was very pleased by that. Keep up the good work, folks. But yeah, I did meet some of you. I told everyone, hey, call me! Call me! And they said, yeah, yeah, we'll call you on the show. And I said, no, private phone. And I slipped them my cell phone. I gave them a handshake and slipped them my cell phone number. And I said, we should hang out sometime, man. Go for some big pint of water. And there's another call. I really want to. And anyway, the people all said, yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's crazy at work right now. I bet I should be free in a week. Or, so, you know, after the holidays, definitely. Let's touch base after Columbus Day. So to anyone I met, I'll see you next to Columbus Day. I'm going to answer this call. Call Iguchi.
Hey, I wanted to know, when is the cat show?
Yes, Careless Whiskers. Is that the one you're talking about?
Is it a dress-up show?
Is it a dress-up? Do you have to dress like a cat? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
or just dress like a Robert Smith
like a
from
kitty?
The Cure? It's not specifically... let me look at this thing. It says no, you don't have to, but it's also welcomed. If you just don't dress up like a dog, that might be scary, or like a dragon, or any of the number of things that...
Monty Hall, which
is in Jersey City.
Oh, God, New Jersey. I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, no, well...
Do those have buses?
Do you guys mean, like, the government?
No, does the cat drive the bus over there?
I'm losing you, or you're losing me. One of us is lost.
Well, wait. So
maybe there's a Zoom. Maybe there's some sort of Zoom thing that you can set up. You know, and you can kind of watch the cats.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I know it's
a very
great idea. All right, voice. In the darkness.
Okay, bye.
I see you. Yeah. Look, this is why I don't have people on the show, because now the show is going to turn into Careless Whiskers, the show. Not that I don't want to. I tell you, there is literally me and Curtis Lewa we're shaking hands over our love of a cat. Anyway, so where was I? Record fair. I didn't get any records, really. I'm on a budget. You know, the Katz's Deli where I work isn't the, you know, they're withholding, like, all my paychecks. I think, I don't have, and the sellers don't take pastrami, which is the only currency I have these days. And I don't even have the slices, because they don't let me take the slices home. But they do give me, like, the gritty, blackened, you know, pastrami flakes that come off the edges of the pastrami when you cut the sandwiches. And I have about a quarter cup of that I carry around in a measuring cup all the time. But the vendor, vendors don't like, don't take pastrami.
Bucci.
Grit. Anyway, so thank you to all the volunteers who came out to the record fair and helped. Anyway, it was fantastic. Saw that Rye Coalition documentary, Story of the Hard Luck Five. Rye Coalition, Jersey City's own Rye Coalition. It's a documentary about the dips and peaks of that band, which they had a lot of them. I did actually get one record. It was in the $3 bin. It was the... my girl Tammy Faye Baker, it's her album from 1979, We're Blessed. It's BLEST, which I've been looking for a while. And it's got some great songs on it. It's got the title track, We're Blessed, More of You, I Won't Move. Oh, and her cover of Now I Want to Sniff Some Glue, the Ramones. Except instead of glue, it's like the Holy Trinity, which is too many syllables. Now I wanna sniff the Holy Trinity. Now I wanna something to do. It's, but, you know, there's no telling Tammy Faye Baker anything. And this is good because this is the remastered version. The original was compressed into a pancake. It was disgraceful. But they brought back, they remastered it, and they brought in all the dynamics. You can actually hear all the wood blocks and the theremins, like, that have always been buried in the mix. But, and maybe this is why it was in the $3 bin, they did do that thing, which I don't like with remasters, where, and it's like what Dave Mustaine did with all the Megadeth remasters. It's really more of a remix and a re-recording than a remaxer, a master. So, like, you know, if you listen to Rust in Peace or Countdown to Extinction, and you A-B it, the original, and then versus the remaster, the snare sound is, like, completely different. It's like a wholly... Mustaine went back to the multi-track tapes and changed everything. Now everything is, like, changed all the drum sounds, and I think he added, like, whistling to, like, 50 songs. Because he got really good at whistling since these albums have been released, so now he's like, that's his main instrument. So it's just, it compromised the integrity of Rust in Peace. And they did that with the Tammy Faye Baker album, too, which I was like, oh, you know, bummed about. bummed about. But anyway, better than nothing. I started thinking, though, you know, about remastering. You know, why can't I remaster a part of my life?
Smooth Booch.
No, not Smooth Booch. It's not been smooth for Booch all the time. And I wish I could go back and smooth it out sometimes. Keep the story, you know, but tweak the levels. Like clothes. Like, I'd like to tweak the levels of my clothes that I wore back then. I used to wear a dress slacks, tight, you know, creased, a built-in crease dress slacks that I wore in high school. I wish I would remix that or remaster them to bump up the volume of those pants until they became some big, wide JNCO jeans, except not jeans, but JNCO slacks. That's an example of something that I would like to remaster. Or just your own, you know, some people, you don't speak up when you're a younger person. You don't express yourself. You don't know your own mind, and you don't voice yourself in the way that you think you should. This time, friend of mine invited me, Steve, his name was, and he invited me all over to his house so we could get into a fist fight. And so we did that, and he clobbered me. And then he said, hey, why don't we just, all right, you know what? Let's let bygones be gut bygones, and let's go watch a porno that I found under my parents' bed. And I said, I don't think so, I want to do that. But it was like, really, I went, I don't know. It was buried in the mix, so it didn't come across. And so I went and watched it. It was this porno called Couples. My fear of pornos began on that day.
Bucci adage.
A foundational adage there. As anyone who follows me on Instagram knows, Bucci Nights, knows that I'm afraid of pornos. So anyway, if I looked at that, you know, I say, oh, what if I could remaster that moment so my volume goes up and he hears me say, I don't want that. Weird. That's weird. Then if I did, that would change my outlook, maybe. And what if I love porno now? I don't want to love porno.
Bucci does.
No, I don't. So I guess that's the risk of going back and remastering part of your life. Do we risk losing, you know, authenticity when we remaster the past? You ever see that episode of Star Trek The Next Generation called Tapestry, where Picard goes back and changes this thing he hates in his life, and it unravels his entire life? I have that whole episode tattooed on my back. So anyway, I wanted to maybe bring the question to you guys. What part of your life would you like to remaster? You know, and again, I don't want to talk about re-recording. I'm talking about remaster. Bring up the levels. What do you change? So you've just, you've tweaked things that, you know, things maybe are a little bit better. And you're not so Charlie Brown. Okay? Yes. It's a rhetorical question. All right. So now let's listen to a song that had a recently remastered, off a recently remastered album. I think it was in August. It's the debut album from the band Funkadelic called Funkadelic. And let's listen to this, and I bet you can hear the difference. It's Funkadelic. I bet you. Only on WFMU. Listen to this drum sound, people. Whoa, there we go. Clean. Up. Up.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
remaster your life.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music. Music. I'm on the air. All right, sorry, folks. I'm back. It's Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
What are we doing this week? This week, we are remastering our lives. What happened in your past that you wish you could clean up? You stay yourself, But for better, you clean everything up. You clean the production up. Better drum sound in your life, maybe. This sounds confusing, but which it definitely isn't. But if it really helps you, reframe it as, what event in your life would you like to go back to and change so it will improve the quality of your life? But, you know, I can't promise that doesn't completely mess up your future. As long as it doesn't mess up your future so much that you don't call Bucci, then I would say it's pretty fine. So that's 201-209-9368. And if anyone is, like, out there, I'm sure there are, if anyone's who's out there who's experienced actually with the with remastering, call in and maybe we can get some suggestions or even define what that means, because like I said, my it's a little shaky.
Oh my gosh, so good.
We're talking about the record fair, and I other than the Tammy Faye Baker album, I did get something else at the record fair, and I got a tattoo. There was a guy at a booth. He was under a table, and when you walked by this certain table, you'd hear a whisper, and he's like, "You want a tattoo? WFMU tattoo?" And he had all these WFMU flash tattoos. You know, he had the classic logos and whatnot, the Woof Moo logo, and he was tattooing people like $25 with a DJ discount, actually. So when I heard that whisper, I came calling, and, look at this. I'll come back to this story after the end of this phone call, which will probably be in like 2 minutes. Call Yagabuchi.
Hey, is this Bucci?
Hey, who's this?
This is me, Craig.
Hey, Craig, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm kind of driving, I just toned it. What's the topic of today?
What we're doing is we are...
Fake voice detected.
Oh, jeez.
Fake
voice. We are remastering our lives. So what event or a thing in your life would you like to go back to and just remix or remaster it? So it's you're embarrassed of it or you're ashamed of it, but now you want to change it a little bit. That's the topic. Well, what do you got, Craig?
So I'm going to go against the grain. I've never made a mistake in my life.
Okay,
all right? If I could do everything over... I would do it the exact same way.
Well, maybe you want to go back and make mistakes then. Maybe that's the remastering. Maybe you're pristine. Because, you know, as any Foo Fighter fans know, things can get too clean. You know, you don't have those dynamics, the bad and the good time. If it's all good, it's all, that's bad, ironically. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, No, that's true. You know, my life has been too easy. You know,
yes.
Doors just swing open for me as
Let
I
me
walk
see your palms.
By them.
Let me see your
you
palms.
Know?
I bet they're as soft as milk. Let me see your palms.
My palms?
Yeah, your palms, your hands. Let me see how soft they are. Yeah.
Oh,
look how soft
I got
they
calluses
are.
On one hand and soft on the other because, like, I do
I,
all
I don't
my
want to know about
physical
that.
Work on one hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so, but I'm saying, though, Craig... You know, remastering doesn't necessarily mean cleaning things up. It just improves it. You know, the pure Craig. Maybe we want to go strip it down to the pure Craig, the one who makes mistakes all the time. Or, yeah. So, that being said, what do you think?
I don't think the world's ready for pure Craig.
Yeah,
I think pure Craig.
Yeah, I actually
agree. It's too much for this mortal plane.
All right, well, that's fine. I mean, it sounds like you're doing very well. I mean, you're cruising along. You're listening to Bucci, so things must be going, you know, you're in the right direction anyway.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, Craig, thank you very much, and think about that. I think you should make some mistakes.
Well, I will, all right? Next stoplight, I'm going to make a few mistakes.
Yeah,
thank
okay,
you, Bucci.
Yeah. Maybe I should have said, don't make any mistakes, illegal mistakes, though. That's not, you know, let's just, you know, you don't go the other way. Let's not go John Spencer Blues Explosion, where it's all mess and noise. Let's go more, Funkadelic. That's a good remaster. 201-209-9368. We are remastering our lives. Or you're remastering your life. I've already had my you know, I spend out every night. I stare looking at the mirror with the lights off, just my shadow reflecting in the mirror, going back and trying to figure out what's happened. And so I'm all set. It's you who needs help. Or anyway. So, like, for example, if I one thing I always think up when I'm sitting up awake at night, I'm like, I wish I didn't like Faith No More so much as a kid. I wish I didn't pour everything into that becoming so much of my personality, that Angel Dust album and the King for a Day album. I just wish I hadn't spent, I wish I had spent more time with my family and on my grades rather than Faith No More. I'd like to pull that fader down, you know, and maybe bring up the fader that says bassoon. Because it would be nice to be walking around listening to a little bassoon. Bassoon. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, this is Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you?
Doing swell.
Good to hear from you?
Yeah, same here.
That was a question. Was it? Is it good to hear from you? Annie?
You tell me.
Oh, it is. It is always good. Yeah, it's great to hear from you. What do you think? What do you think of this topic, Annie?
Okay. I think it's all good. You're asking what we would remaster in our lives?
Yes. That is what the question on the table is. Yes.
All right. I would go back and remaster the recorder in fifth grade.
I see. You mean like remaster the sound of the recorder or remaster your interest in learning the recorder?
My interest in learning.
Yeah. You'd like to bump that up or down? Or were you like super obsessed with the recorder to the point, the detriment of everything else in your life? Like I was.
No, I would ramp it up.
You'd ramp it up. So now, potentially, you would be excellent at the recorder.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I would be phenomenal.
Yeah, and you'd have one of those big long recorders that's like the bass in there. Like the people who are really serious about recorders, they have, you know, they look like saxophones.
Petzold.
Yeah, right.
It's called a Petzold. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, you know what, Annie? That's something that I got. I was in the recorder as well, and I got thrown out for reasons that I am not entirely sure, even to this day. They changed the practice location or something. So that was it for me with the recorder. Why a recorder? Is it just any instrument or that one specifically?
No, that one specifically. I really enjoy it now as an adult.
Oh, do you play it now?
Yes.
Do you have it with you, next to you? Can you play us a little recorder?
No, not right now.
But next time you call, though, right?
Sure, I can do that.
That would be fantastic. I'd love to hear it. All right, Annie, that's a good one. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Good one. Recorder. I really did. I think the recording band broke up and then reformed without me and changed their practice area because I went into the gymnasium and it was just... You know, there was just me playing a recorder in the echoing gymnasium. That's not a Bucci adage. Yeah, and I, like Annie, I wish it was different. 201-209-9368. Call you a Shibucci.
Oh, Booch.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Double G, Booch.
Hey, Double G, how you doing? Downtown Double G. What's up?
You know, they're reminiscing. You know, your art.
No, we're not reminiscing.
Your topic got me thinking of you know, past lives.
I see. Okay. Well, you might be kind of off there. I mean, we're not talking about past lives. We're talking about your own life that you want to, you know, bring up the levels on a little bit. Change the lighting, you know, add the bass, something like that.
So, you know,
drum sound.
I've seen a lot of film in my day, you know. And, you know, it's really shaped my life a lot, you know, like, you know, your inspirational stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you watch like What's Eating Gilbert Grape and you're like, how can I be a better brother? You know?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio should have been a better brother to Johnny Depp.
Yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was yelling at the screen when I was watching What's Gilbert Grape.
I mean, looking back, I mean, you know. Those two actors. Anyway. Anyhow, right? You know, I think about how many times I saw the film, the theatrical film Cats.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know about Cats. You mean this is the recent one
with
Taylor Swift in it?
Like 2018 or something like that.
How many times did you saw that in the theaters?
I saw it in theaters at least more than once, you know?
Dios me.
I you know, Booch, like,
you know, you watch something and like people start yelling at the screen, and you know the mob mentality. You start going at it,
yeah.
And you're thinking, how can I be part of this community? And it's by yelling things at, you know,
the mob. Yeah, you wanted to join the mob. There was never a mob that you didn't want to join and go, I was been here. I'm right, guys. I share your anger.
No. There's been plenty where I haven't joined. Out of
sure.
I have respect for human life. You know.
Uh-huh. Okay, so if I'm reading you correctly, you would like to bump that fader down, the fader that says "Go to Cats," the movie Cats,
no,
all the time.
I want to bump it up. No,
you
want to
bump
like
it up?
I see enough, yeah, because I feel like they didn't do well in the box office as it should have.
No,
and like this, you know, this there's some bangers in there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only know the Mr. Mephistopheles. That's a character, right? Mr. Mephistopheles.
Yeah, Mr. Mephistopheles. Yeah, yeah. I also have it on VHS, a recording of the how do you call it, the theatrical version, a recording of the theatrical version.
Yes,
at the Winter Garden.
The right. So, but I gotta say though, Double G, it does sound like that level is way up, and it's gonna blow out the rest of your life. You know, it's gonna be like. It's going to overwhelm everything else. People are going to listen to your life, and it's all
talking to you right now. You know what I mean?
You know it. Watch Cats, the musical, the movie.
But speaking of Cats, is Cats this weekend?
Careless Whiskers. Yes, that's this Saturday at Monty Hall, which is in WFMU. It's at the basement of WFMU, if you want to know.
No, there's a deeper basement in FMU. We've all been there. Yep, yeah. I've seen you there.
There's always a deeper basement, though, my friend. Ooh, that's
all right, Bucci.
All right, well, I hope the Cats doesn't drown out all the other things, like the love of a loved one, and you're just, no one can, you can't hear anything but Cats.
Well, you know, I know about your boy Curtis Lewa and his love of cats. So.
Mm-hmm, yeah. All right. Thanks, Double G.
Yeah,
Call you a Bucci.
Turn
down your radio.
Hi, Bucci.
Yeah,
it's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have something that I like to remaster.
What would you like to remaster?
It's a horribly failed entrepreneurial idea I had that I put a lot of effort into.
Yes.
Which I called the RSRS3000, which was an acronym for the Relatively Smaller Raisin Scoop. And so what I thought would be a great idea is, you know, you get two scoops of raisins in standard raisin bran. But if you made this scoop relatively smaller, you could get three scoops of raisins without adding any more raisins. So it's like synthesizing a whole additional scoop of raisins out of nothing.
But isn't it the same thing? Isn't three little scoops of raisins the same as two big ones? Isn't it the same amount of raisins?
It's the same amount
Maybe
of raisins,
this is
but
why
you
want to bring
three
this
scoops
down.
Of raisins because you don't have to specify the scoop size in the marketing.
It's a marketing thing. So it sounds like, man,
so
it
they
sounds
say
like
two
a,
scoops of raisins.
Sounds,
and then you can say three scoops of raisins.
Right.
Little do they know the
400.
So I came up with a perfect, yeah. You know,
600 little raisin-sized scoops. Each scoop is one raisin, and it's like, oh wow, they put 300 scoops of raisins in this raisin bran.
I thought Kellogg's would be all over it, but it failed miserably.
And you devoted a lot of time and money to this idea.
I put years into it, it was like, I wish I could just go back and just
bump
forget
that
I ever had this idea.
Bump that fader down, right?
And I could have.
Bumped
done.
Up
so
another
I could have
fader.
Played piano or something.
Right, and then bring up the fader that says piano and bring down this relatively small raisin scooper idea.
I just wish it never happened, but I don't know.
Well,
I was
me too.
It was exciting while it was going on because I thought it was going to
You were getting
the
wrapped
world.
You were getting wrapped. Were you pacing in a circle in your living room like, this is going to work?
I was like, I was high-fiving myself. Mm. I was just, every time I developed, like, the exact specifications, it was just so exciting.
Mm. Yeah, so you have, do you have, like, boxes and boxes of small little scoops hanging around your house?
Oh, yes, many prototypes. Mm. It was, like, sort of like WD-40, which, you know how, like, they didn't get it right until, like, the 39th formulation or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, everything. I think there was like everything else was glue based, and then they said on the 40, like we should take out the glue, and they're like, oh, that's way better. We got to stop making this thing sticky, and that was all the difference.
Exactly. So, you know, it's a lot of trial and error.
Right. And so you just errored one error after one, unforced error after the next.
But I nailed it. I got it. I nailed it. It was like three scoops was exactly the same as two scoops. It was perfect. Mm. I had it all locked down. I got the intellectual property. And I thought I was on the road to Easy Street.
And then
I was on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Right. So Kellogg's was just stringing you along, sort of?
Well, they weren't really responding to me much at all. I just thought I wasn't getting
through.
I wish
I was Kellogg's.
And then, I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what? Maybe someone will listen to this show and say, you know what? I could use a little scoops for something else. Maybe oatmeal or nails.
It's a great scoop. It's really a really great scoop.
All right.
It's got everything you could want in a scoop.
And that is a Jeff
adage.
All right, Jeff. Thanks very much. Good luck. See, that's a good one. Bring down the foolish thoughts and bring up piano. Caller, you got your booch. Hello. Who's this?
Hello. Boochie, you were talking before you picked up.
No. I was talking to Jeff. Who is this?
Oh, this is Zachary Ross.
Oh, hey, Zachary. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing better now that I'm talking to you.
Warning. Zachary detected.
Uh-oh.
Zachary detected. Zachary detected. Hang up immediately.
It's fine.
Yeah, turn it off. It's okay.
I'm
going to
turn
open
it
a
off.
Window.
I carry this detector. I didn't mean to set it off, but you set it off. All right, Zachary, what do you want to bring up or down? What would you like to remaster? I hope you don't remaster your enthusiasm for Bucci.
You think I'm enthusiastic for Bucci?
No. I hope you don't remaster it and bring it down and put bury it in the mix. And so your love of, Cremo Coil, supersedes me or this show.
I mean, that was a killer jazz set. There's so much in there.
Yeah, he did do a very good jazz set. All right.
Did you listen to it
before
you came on?
Yes, I always listen to it. Anyway, so what do you want to remaster in your life?
I'm a failure, Bucci.
Nah. Well,
I gotta lower my failure and boost my success.
Okay. So, but like, you know, that's like if I was the engineer and you said, okay, we gotta lower the failures and boost the successes, I wouldn't even know where to start. We gotta be more specific.
Well, what do you consider success? Let's amp that up.
Why is that a question that you're asking me? What do you consider success?
You're successful?
No. Yes, I know, obviously. But like, what are...
I mean, you got a job again, right? In this market, it's tough.
I mean, it was tough. Almost as tough as the meat that I'm forced to slice for 23 hours a day.
I know. And that's, I mean, you give all of us hope.
Definitely.
If you can be back out there and Mrs. Bucci's okay with that.
Yes. So,
our families can stay intact too.
So you would not change anything. You're like the other guy. You would change nothing.
No, I would. No, my failure is too high.
Okay, one failure, and what would you move it down? So you're still failing, but it's not as important.
Can I just leave the failure where it's at and boost success, or are
yes,
they tied together?
Yes, of course. It's your CD.
I think I have to. I got to remove just my general embarrassment. Lower that. Boost the confidence.
Boost your confidence, sure.
But not too far into arrogance.
No, because then it just throws it off in the.
I'm going to fail
again. Way. Yes, you will end up failing. It'll go back around and you'll fail again.
So, do you know how to just get it right to, like, you could be politely arrogant?
Let me just bring
where
down that
it's like
failure.
You got a degree to back it up or something?
All right, we're bringing down that part of the failure. And then we're going to bring up. All right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I understand, but you're not incompetent or anxious, are you?
Oh, like that other guy. You know how many businesses that I had to abandon because of bankruptcy or just general debt? Friends I don't talk to that loaned me money?
Two.
Chase down some foolish idea?
Three. Maybe three. Two or three.
It's at least two. I mean, the third, maybe, but they haven't asked me for it again, so I haven't technically abandoned them.
Okay.
They haven't come to collect.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, I mean, this is something that you can go back and, I mean, that's a... I hope you... I don't know the end of that sentence. I hope you're...
Is this too vulnerable for you?
Yeah. No, it's fine. You're nice and vulnerable, and I'm sitting with my hands behind my back with my feet kicked up on the thing. So that's how, you know, that's... Bucci's cool.
Yeah. Put that as a boot.
Listen to Bucci's snare sound. That is a good snare sound. And this is your snare sound.
I love it. You get a new sampler for Christmas?
No, listen to your snare sound, Zach. And listen to Bucci's. You hear how the booth, the bass is, like, it's everything's, like, bright. And yours is just so dull. It's probably because of your massive failures.
Would put, turn down, or, I guess, yeah, release a little bit of that low-pass filter.
All right, hold on. Let me release.
Don't muffle me.
All right, I'm going to do it. Hold on. Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, man. Take that drum zone home and play with it a little bit. All right.
I'll sample.
201-209-9368. We're remastering our lives and selling them for way too much money at the WFMU record fair. Tried to buy a Lloyd Banks, the rapper Lloyd Banks. They were reissuing his and remastered his solo album, his first album. $150 for Lloyd Banks. Lloyd Banks! Speaking of, like I said, at the WFMU record fair, I did get this tattoo. And I have, you know, I've spoken about my tattoos on the air a few times before. I get a new tattoo every Christmas. I have sleeve tattoos, which are actually, they're tattoos of sleeves, dress sleeves. And they're across my throat. Lots of them. But I didn't have that FMU one. It's in my blood, but not my body. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. And, so I have it. It says WFMU in cursive. It's pretty big. It's on my calf. And it's on my leg, too. I don't have any cows of any age. So, you know, I have this new tattoo. And the minute I was getting, I'm like, the second this, if he finishes this tattoo, Ken's going to throw me off the air. Which I thought, oh, maybe I'll change it to someone else. Johnny Depp, with the second time that guy has been brought up on the air, but he got a tattoo that said, you know, when he was dating Winona Ryder, he got a tattoo that said, Winona forever. And then she left him, thank the baby, and he got a tattoo that said, he changed it, it says, Wino forever. So I could always change my WFMU tattoo to what? WF muffin. Like weird flavored muffin. I could do that. Or a wicked fresh mushroom. See? So I could change my tattoo that says, so it says wicked, so WF mushroom. Or just mush. Call it Igabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Bucci, it's Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right.
Good. So, Bandit, what do you want to what would you remaster in your life that you think would benefit it now?
Well, I know Zachary already said confidence level.
Yeah.
But I'd go back and do that so I could go do college radio.
I see. So you want to bump up your desire, or not your desire to do college radio, but your actual. You know, you thought you wouldn't do good. Bucci's doing so well. He's, you know, I could never do radio like that DJ.
You're the king of radio. Mm. How could I, you know,
right.
Compared
so
to you.
You want to pump up that confidence so you'd go out and do it. I mean, that's, radio is the best, right, Bandit?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay, and then if you did have that confidence, you would bump it up and you would maybe go out. I mean, I think hopefully you would do other things with this confidence other than do college radio. Was that the only thing your lack of confidence held you back with?
Anxiety. So, like, you know, actually, you know, be more, you know, socially active.
Right.
In my college years.
Sure. Yeah, I get it. I mean, your college years, the drum sound of your college years was like this. And you want it to sound like this, that big, heavy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it's never too late. You can always be more confident to within reason.
This is true.
And I like that you call. That takes confidence. You think everyone calls Bucci? Unfortunately not. You're calling on the radio, so that's a good step.
It does help.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. Okay. That's enough. Pretty glad. We only got 3 minutes left. So maybe if you have a really short one you want to remaster, 201-209-9368. Micah, what would you like to change in your life, that you look back on your life on the dark road that is your past? What would you like to change?
I'd like to have been there during the meeting that Ken and Michelle had about letting you on the air.
Yeah.
And make sure it didn't happen.
So you would somehow interrupt that.
I would say, look, because you're making there. A terrible mistake.
You were there, but you weren't voicing your opinion. You're like,
I wasn't
I think this is a bad move.
I wasn't there. Yeah. That's what I'd like to change.
Well, that's why they stopped including you on these meetings, Micah. Well, I mean, I'm glad that that didn't happen. I would advocate for you for the clay pigeon slot. That's what I would be doing. Micah. Music of Mind Control in the morning. Micah in the morning. So, yeah, I mean, I hope the people that did call in and can, you know, it's never too late to remaster. As the Tammy Faye Baker album that I got, that album was forgotten in the pile of garbage, but you know, someone dug it up and remastered it, just like you can dig up your past and remaster that. How about them? How about that apple right over there? I'm pointing at it. I would like to remaster my 30s, actually. I'm in my mid-38s, and I wish I could remaster 32. Yes? All right. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, listen to that level. MFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. I'll be back next week. Right now, it's Music of Mind Control. Stay tuned. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci.